T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got to have a vibrant business community for this community to thrive, and we've got a new player in that arena. His name's Brian Anderson. He is the incoming president and CEO of the Chamber here in Richmond, Chamber RVA. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to the Richmond region.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I saw that you were coming, and I wanted to give you a chance to introduce yourself to our audience. We got a lot of business leaders who, maybe some of them are on vacation in August, but they listen to the show about right now. And tell me your story. How'd you wind up with this job?
Well, it's a long path, but one I've truly enjoyed, starting with the military and then 18 years in the beverage industry. But in my 40s, I ran for office and enjoyed that. 4 years, which kind of led me to the chamber work of working with business and political affairs. So I've really had a wonderful 11 years as a chamber executive, and I'm looking forward to being in Richmond, continuing the great work that Kim and his team have been doing for the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've made a lot of progress. You're in Columbus now, right?
Columbus, Georgia, yes.
And when you say you ran for office, what did you run for, and what role did you serve in?
I ran for county commission chairman, which is a county of about 100,000 population, and won remarkably. And had 4 great years of serving, but my civilian job changed, which meant I could not run for re-election. I don't know if I was going to be in that city any longer. Mm-hmm. But it was a great training ground for me to learn. I really enjoy working on behalf of the business community and advocating for free enterprise and making sure we do the right things as corporate America.
Did you have any connection to Richmond, any family here, or what drew you to this, you know, to apply for this job? Or did they seek you out?
Well, a combination. I had a relationship with a headhunter search firm, and he said that he knew my career, knew my background, and thought that, one, I had a good skill set for what Richmond was looking for. I've got a similar past of Kim Sheeler, which I think fits to keep continuity. When things are going well, you don't want to change them up too much. And so after I researched Richmond, saw just how fantastic a city it is, what's been happening as far as the transformation and continuing to offer a great place to live, work, and play. It just fit the kind of things that I've been working on in my last 2 chambers. Yeah. And so it's a good professional opportunity and personal growth opportunity.
We're talking to Brian Anderson, the incoming president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, Chamber RVA. So I want to put you on the spot. What's your initial assessment from a distance of where Richmond is? What do you think's good? What do you think needs improvement? I mean, you don't need to bash anybody on the air and make enemies before you show up, but what do you think? What are we doing right and wrong?
Well, you're doing a lot of things well, and I did my research as far as what you can look at online. Your marketing is phenomenal. It's very difficult to find things that are negative about the city and the region, which is good. You're telling a good story. Secondly, you're growing and offering a quality of life that young people, specifically young talent, are interested in. And you've got good cooperation across the business community and with their elected officials. So those ingredients kind of set you up for some success if you play them right. As far as opportunities, I think Richmond's got one of the same issues that everybody in the country has, and that's talent. You got to continue to up your talent level so they can do the jobs of today and tomorrow. And so I think working on the talent equation will be a continued focus for the chamber going forward.
We do kind of lose a lot of people to Northern Virginia. I mean, granted, you make some more money up there, and a lot of these corporations have big headquarters there. What do you think Richmond can do in, say, the next 5 years? I hate to quote the Soviets and talk about the 5-year plan, but what do you think Richmond could do to be more attractive and to retain solid people who are already here, and then attract folks and say, Dana, don't go to Alexandria, come to Richmond?
Well, I think, again, a couple things. It's happening in a lot of places, including here in Georgia, where, you know, talent of all ages is just migrating to the larger cities. In many cases, you got to lay out the marketing that or tell the story that hey, you can go there, but the same salary is going to you can earn a lot less in Richmond, or you got to flip it. You got to earn more to go to those larger places. So laying out the cost comparison, laying out the quality of life. I mean, Richmond offers everything that that any other city could offer. It's a phenomenal place to live, and so I think if you lay out that you don't have the congestion, you can get to work in a reasonable amount of time. You can live in a vibrant downtown and walk everywhere if you want to. So I think they've got I think Richmond has as much to offer as any city of its size, and most bigger than it is. So let's tell that story and tell people we want them to be there. So if you're in your 30s and you don't have to, to your point, leave and go somewhere else, we've got what it has here. But you also need to understand what they're leaving for. I think some surveys, some focus groups, you know, try to understand what's happening with different ages of talent about what they want, what they want in a place to live. Because right now, people have the luxury of being very mobile. They can go where they want to be and find what they want.
You may hate me for asking this question, but I feel like I got to ask it. Have you studied this Navy Hill project, the new Coliseum project? Have you taken a position on that, or are you going to wait a little while?
Well, I have not, and I think I just heard about it during the interview process. Did a little bit of reading. Actually, I had a chance to meet the mayor when I was down for the meeting, the board and the staff last Monday. Certainly heard that was going to be a discussion that afternoon. So I'm interested in the vote this afternoon. You know, I'm an economic developer as well as a chamber professional, and I would tell you that, you know, development's always controversial. Development's always, you know, I've got multiple parameters and ways to look at it. But typically, if you can get good economic development, you can get good growth at a minimum cost to the citizenry in the sense of taxes, or in this case, what I've read is that the city would actually only have to be guaranteeing some bonds for the Coliseum work, the public side of the equation, and the rest will be done privately. Those models typically work. I've been around TIFs and TADs, which are, you know, different, the same terms, I mean, different terms, but the same kind of function. Those typically can drive growth and can drive improvement to what you're trying to accomplish. So I don't have a position because I don't know enough to be educated about it, but at least looking at it face value, I think you got to constantly be able to compete with other cities your size and offer amenities that people want. Yeah, so I'll be curious to keep watching that.
When you get here at the end of September, that hopefully will all be shaken out, and then you can just respond to the end result of it. But you listen, you're welcome here anytime, especially if you feel like you've got an if you hear me running my mouth on the radio and you're like, John, you don't know what you're talking about. I want you to come on and put me in my place or explain things. Brian Anderson, you're welcome here. You know, just give me a buzz. The incoming
John,
president. At the Chamber
Thank
RVA.
You for all you do. Specifically, with your work with our veterans. As a veteran, that cannot be taken for granted. And I appreciate all you're doing, but especially on behalf of our veterans.
Thanks, Brian.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.